From KUOW in Seattle, this is Sound Cues, a podcast fueled by listener curiosity. I'm your host, Deborah Wong. Well, the holidays are over, but actually in my household, we are still sorting through mounds of debris. Wrapping paper, plastic containers, cardboard boxes, so many cardboard boxes from so much free shipping. Oh, and all that bubble wrap too. I am going to do my best to recycle as much as I can. In fact, I just learned from a KUOW story that certain wrapping paper is in fact recyclable. I did not know that. Our listeners here are super focused on recycling. We get a lot of questions about recycling, like what can you recycle? How is it sorted? What's happening to recycling markets? Where does it all go? So to get answers to those questions, we're bringing in Sound Cues reporter Anna Boyko-Wyrock. And Anna, you're kind of the recycling expert because you did that wrapping paper story.
Yeah, for better or for worse.
So a lot of people are interested in recycling. How did you go about getting answers to their questions?
I reached out to anybody who's ever asked us about recycling and decided to take them on a field trip. There's a recycling center in Woodinville, so I invited them to join me on a tour.
Okay, great. So let's see what you found out.
This place is called the Cascade Recycling Center, and we're standing above what's called the tipping floor. This is where unsorted recyclables come in.
I see a recycle truck coming in with a load of recyclables, opening its back door and dumping them all in this massive pile.
That's KUOW listener Sharon Heber. All around this big warehouse are thick, rolling hills of recyclables, different materials all jumbled together.
Cardboard boxes.
Very colorful mix of paper.
Milk carton.
Plastic.
Halloween candy boxes.
Too much packaging.
We're winding our way through a series of catwalks that crisscross a very vast network of conveyor belts. Like Willy Wonka's factory, but trashy. The recyclables are loaded onto these conveyor belts and then passed through a series of different machines. There are spinning discs, vacuums, magnets, and air currents that shuffle all these recyclables around. Our tour guide is Carissa Jones with Waste Management. She talks into a little microphone that's connected to a speaker around her neck.
So every time a plastic water bottle comes down the line on that conveyor belt, it pulls a pump of air, which is what you're hearing, onto that bottle, pushing it off of the belt into its own separate area where it's sorted out.
Carissa says if the water bottle isn't empty, the puff of air isn't going to push it off the belt, and it isn't going to get recycled. It just becomes trash. There was this other cool machine for sorting aluminum cans, too. A cluster of KUOW listeners and I stood staring into it.
What do you see?
Aluminum cans flying through the air into a special bin.
They use an electrical current to pop the cans off the conveyor belt. It's absolutely hypnotizing. At the end of these conveyor belts, humans do the quality control and pull out trash by hand. Things that don't belong still get through, though. Outside, a stream of glass shards falls into a giant pile. In the pile, I notice a squished box of cold medicine among the glass. And more.
There's a lot of papers, some wine corks.
Marlena Blonsky is another KUOW listener on the tour.
Straws, pencils, and a lot of just small pieces of paper. And it's pretty surprising.
Straws and pencils are not on the list of what you can recycle. Our tour guide, Carissa, gives us a term for that.
So there's this idea of wishful recycling, which is putting something in the recycling bin that's not on the list and hoping and wishing very hard that it can be recycled. The reality is that causes more problems than anything, because this is what we start seeing with that.
So wishful recycling, I know I've done it, and we're basically putting a lot of garbage where it doesn't belong.
Right, and that's what got us into trouble recently. You know, an existential crisis is gripping the recycling industry.
Well, I want to hear more about that. We'll get to that after the break.
Hey, Sound Cues listeners, I'm Jeannie Yandel.
And I'm Eula Scott Bynoe.
We're the hosts of Battle Tactics for Your Sexist Workplace. Hey.
Hi.
It's a podcast from KUOW that armors you up for dealing with sexism at work.
We all exist in sexist workplaces because we live in a sexist world.
Our podcast knows two things are true.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, your workplace is sexist.
Facts.
Even if it's not visible, and even if you work for yourself.
And yes, there are things you can do to push back.
Battle tactics.
We take on the gender pay gap.
Disrupt man-terruption.
And stop imposter syndrome in its tracks.
Battle tactics for your sexist workplace.
Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Bye.
Last January was a big turning point for recycling. China used to buy recyclables from the U.S., and manufacturers would use the materials to make new things. The problem, though, is that there was too much trash in these recyclables. Ali Kingfisher coordinates recycling for the state of Washington.
The quality of the material that we'd been sending them was not desirable. Much of it was laced with garbage. And China wanted to increase the quality of the materials that they were importing.
Over the past 5 years, China has put more and more restrictions on what it will accept. And then, last January, it totally banned some materials, like mixed office paper and a lot of kinds of plastics. Now, the recycling industry has been scrambling to find new buyers for these materials. All the while, the recyclables haven't stopped coming in. There are some cases where paper products were sitting around waiting to be sold, and then they got wet and had to be thrown into the landfill. But on the whole, Ali says recyclers are getting creative and finding new markets beyond China, like Vietnam or Malaysia.
Or Indonesia or maybe India. But at the same time, some of those markets are starting to demand more quality materials similar to China, or they're not the same size as China. They can't take as much material.
So it's up to regular folks to raise the quality here. The recycling industry wants to get rid of that wishful recycling. The way they want you to approach your blue bin is a lot more work than just throwing something in there. So that means getting all the peanut butter out of that jar, washing it with soap, then drying it on a dish rack or with a towel, then putting it in the recycling bin. I know. Food and water can contaminate the other recyclables, like paper, and make them moldy and ruin them so you can't recycle them. And if you don't know if something goes in the bin or not, utilities hand out lists that show you, or have searchable websites where you can look it up. Ali said, you have to rethink your role in this.
You're the first step in the manufacturing process by putting that item into the bin. And the quality of the materials that go in the bin are the quality of the materials that will come out and go back into the overall system.
Recycling is not just about you and your recycling bin. It's about a global market for these materials. At the end of the tour of the recycling facility, I reflected on that with KUOW listeners George Hoover and Lisa Siegel. They brought up some good points.
We don't recycle because it's the good thing to do. We recycle because we can. We can find the money to do it. And it's a good thing. But if the money wasn't there, we wouldn't recycle. It'd be in the landfill.
But along with reusing things, we could also not buy things that carry so much waste.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another thing, is re-deciding how we purchase what we purchase.
So what's the takeaway here, Anna? We just have to do a much better job preparing our recycling. We just have to follow the directions a lot better.
That's part of it, for sure. Because, you know, we feel good when we put something in the recycling bin versus in the trash. You know, maybe we want it to be recyclable, but it's not recyclable. But when you do that, you're actually just creating more trash for somebody else. And you could be mucking up the whole process that would prevent other recyclables from actually getting recycled.
So I guess you could also say that we should be producing less waste to begin with. I mean, just because you get free shipping from Amazon doesn't mean that we should be getting shipping all the time from Amazon
right.
And creating all this waste that has to be recycled.
Right. Recycling is really just one step above throwing things in the trash anyways. This doesn't solve our waste problem. And so if you are really looking to be environmentally conscious, then perhaps think about your habits well before it gets to the recycling bin.
Thanks, Anna.
Thank you.
Anna Boyko-Wyrock is a reporter on our Sound Cues team. Our story about recycling was inspired by several questions from our listeners. If you have a question about Seattle or our region, head over to our website, kuow.org/soundcues, and drop us a note. Your question might be featured on a future episode. We have a new Facebook group. If you want to ask a question, share a story, or join the conversation, just search Sound Cues. Sound Cues is a production of KUOW in Seattle. Matt Martin is our producer. Jim Gates is our editor. Our production team includes David Hyde, Gil Egeter, Jill Jackson, and Brendan Sweeney. Michael Parker composed our theme music. I'm your host, Deborah Wong. Thanks for listening.